So hello again. So
Mm-hmm.
could you tell me about your childhood and like where you grew up and things like that?
Oh, okay. I grew up over in Boyle Heights. Boyle Heights and I've well, so you have to think about that. I didn't know that you were going to ask me that question, or else I would have wrote it down. I grew up in Lincoln Heights. No, Boyle Heights. Let me think. I remember now. Okay, it was in Lincoln Heights, and that's where I grew up at, Lincoln Heights. And I grew up in the Ramona Gardens Project. And I stayed there till I was 17 years old. And I moved out and moved in with my girlfriend. And we got married when I was 18 and a month old. That's about not very interesting.
No, it's actually, yeah, no, it's just, I mean, I guess, like, just, yeah, sorry for not giving you time to prepare beforehand.
Yeah, you know what I did is I did prepare. Well, when I was born, did you get a picture I sent you?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, then I sent you a picture of how I figured it out. I figured you wanted to know how many years I've been homeless.
Oh yeah, so I guess we could just start that. So how did you come to experience sorry. How did you come to experience homelessness?
Well, okay. Go ahead. There was four different times in my life that I was homeless. Okay. And what it is that, okay, when I was born all the way until I was 18 years old, I had never been homeless. Okay.
Okay.
And when I got married when I was 18 years old, 18 and 1 month old, and from there, when I was 21 years old, I went to work, and when I was 21 years old, we bought our home in El Monte, okay,
Okay.
and we stood there from 1980 to 19 eight I mean 1980. From 1980 to 1993.
Okay.
Okay, and then from 90, from okay, I sold the house in 93, and in 94, and 95, I rented an apartment for two years, and in 1996. That was the first time I became homeless. Well, I don't know if I was homeless, if you want to say I was homeless, but I was living with my girlfriend's family for 2 years. Okay, that was the
Okay.
first time I became homeless again. Okay.
Okay.
The second, and then from 1998 to 98 to 2005, I had my own apartment, and I was working. I don't know if that's how you want to, how you wanted to do this. I don't know. You can go ahead and ask me all the questions you want to ask me, and I can go from there.
So I guess just like during this, so I guess just during this time, how'd you spend like each day, just like a schedule of any one day?
Okay. My schedule for one day?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
So let's say, like, during an average day between, like, 1993 and 1995, what was your schedule?
Okay. From what year?
Like the time you were talking about just a little while ago.
Okay, yeah. From 1995 and 1996. Okay, let me go back. Wait. I sold my house in 93.
Okay.
In 94 and 95, I was renting an apartment down in El Monte, down the street from where I sold my house. Okay. Then in 96 and 97, that's the first time I became homeless. And it was for 2 years, and I was living with my girlfriend's family. So, like I said, I don't know if you want to count that but as homeless, but I didn't have my place, so I guess it is. And then from 1998 to 2005, I had my own apartment in Monterey Park. And that was for 7 years. And, okay, then... I left it because of my brother. He paroled from prison to my house, to my apartment, and he kind of messed it up for us, so they asked me to leave. Okay, then from 2006 to 2014, 9 years. That was 9 years that I was homeless. That was the longest time. That was the second time I was homeless, and it was for 9 years. From 2006 to the 14th. 2014.
Yeah. So, I heard that you had a dog. Did you have this dog during this time, or did it?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I had my Pepper. Pepper, the first Pepper I had, had him for 18 years. Then he passed away, and I got another Pepper, the second. Yeah, but Pepper, the first, he was with me for until, let me see, 2018. And we got him at, I got him at year 2000. And he lived until 2018 with me. He was living in my truck in motels and going to work with me. He was my buddy. He was my buddy. Yeah. Yes.
So, okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, so, Pepper, I've never had a dog before. It is, like, a sense of, like, I guess, like, how is a dog, like, a really good friend, just like encouragement?
Yes, he's he's like he's my friend. Yeah, my best friend, unconditional love, and you know, we take care of each other. You know, I treat him real good, and he loves daddy. You know, it's something that I never had a dog. I've always wanted one, but until I first got Pepper, that was in the year 2000, and I just fell in love with him. You know, I fell in love with him. He was just a little puppy in my hand, and one of my hands, you know how small he was, but yeah, I fell in love with him, and whenever I always felt insecure about something, or I would always be able to hug him, just like I do Pepper. You know, and I could always hug him, and he always loved me, I never hung around with anybody, you know, with a crowd. See, all these years that I was homeless, I was in a vehicle, and I was still working. You know, I was getting side jobs and still working in my trade, and so It's I don't know if it even qualifies. I would be living in the motel and living in my car sometimes, you know. But mostly living out of motels, and so I don't think there's any comparison to a person that doesn't have that. That's on the streets. It's a big difference, a really big difference. It makes a total difference. Of being homeless, that's like being right at the bottom. You know, you ain't got a vehicle, you ain't got a car. You can't move around. And I'm just glad that I always had a vehicle because if you could always just drive away someplace. If you see, like going to the gas station, you see a lot of different. You know, you can always. Keep on going, you know. But if the person that doesn't have a vehicle, he's stuck right there. So he would have to deal with whatever's going on. So anyhow, the third time that I became homeless was 2016. To 2017, and I was sharing rent with a friend, and what happened is that he wanted to get back together with his family, and he had his wife. They were separated, but he wanted to get back together with her, and they had a child. I think a little boy. I'm not sure if boy or girl, but I had to move out of there. So it took me 1 year. I skipped one of them, but I'm over here on 2020 now. Yeah, so and that was for 1 year. I'm here now at my present home right here. I'm renting a room from a friend that I met at PetSmart, as a lady, she seen Pepper, and so that caught her interest, and so anyhow she ended up, I'm in the room that she left me. She lived in Mexico, and her daughter owns the property, and they bring me out the room, and I'm going to be here for 2 years next month. So she's helped me out a lot, but every time I've personally been homeless, it's always been with a vehicle. I've always had a vehicle, so there's a really big difference of lifestyle, you know, and I've seen a lot of homeless out there. And it's really bad for them. I feel sorry for them. You know, I've always helped them out. You know, because I was fortunate enough to have a car. So, yeah. It'd be pretty scary out there. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what else can I tell you? I never seen any young kids. As far as being homeless, and I was mostly over in Alhambra. That's where I was hanging. That's where I'll stay because I know the area. I grew up kind of in that area there, and it's a place where I thought it was safe. And it's just like any place else. The police, they know that who's a homeless. You know who's homeless because. They see you, you know, and they see you time after time. So I know Alhambra has an officer that goes around and gets these people, you know, whoever's homeless, gets their names and tries to help them get into some kind of shelter, you know.
Yeah.
And so. I know they were trying to help me, and this one lady that helped me get in here, she helped me out a lot. And anyhow, I didn't need how to go that way in the police department. Yeah. So, what other question would you have? You have on your mind?
You actually answered most of them during that time. So, congratulations on your apartment.
Thank you.
Have a great second-year anniversary.
Yes.
So, the last question I have is there anything else that you'd like to say, just in general, about, like, how things are going right now?
I think it's gotten better. It seems like it's gotten better over in Alhambra, because just a few years back, there were a lot of homeless people there. So I think what it was is that they did. I know a lot of them that did get a housing downtown, and a few of them got an apartment in the hotels. So yeah, I don't see them anymore, because I always go to Alhambra. I don't see a lot of them. Matter of fact, there's only one man that I know that's still there. I don't know why, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't really speak to him, so. But I just kind of hope that they can build enough housing to house everybody, because it's people lose their job, you know, and not only that, it's the price of everything so high, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the problems. So I would say as long as somebody could, like yourself, do good in school and learn as much as you can, you won't have any problems as far as financial goals. That's the key right there. Because when I was just growing up, when I was a kid, I went to school just to eat. You know, that's the only reason I went to school. Other than that, school was just it wasn't as important as I should have took it, you know. And I failed all my classes, but I was working then, you know. I was only like 12 years old. I started working. That's some good worker and everything. I always been a good worker, so they gave me toward the end of high school all electives. You know, whatever elective that they knew, my counselor kind of knew that I was going to do it, you know, as far as being smart, you know what I mean? But he put me in these electives so that I guess I could learn about survival, you know, to parenting classes, you know, home ec, you know, driver's training, you know, like that, important stuff. So, it's very important, you know, a person like I have my son, I have a boy, Jimmy, my son, and Valerie, I have two of them, okay? And see, where I grew up at in Ramona Gardens, it's a really bad environment, a really bad environment. And I told my mom, I'm going to get the heck out of here as soon as I can. I'm moving, and I was still just a young kid. I was like 17 years old. Like I said, I got married when I was 18 to my high school, you know, girlfriend. And you know, as soon as I left high school, I was pretty lucky because I was working at the pools, at the pool of the lifeguard, and right across the street from where I lived in an apartment, there was a company there, and every during the summer, the owner came over and we were sitting down on the grass, and he asked him, "Do you guys want to work?" You know, and load the truck. So anyway, we did, and every time a truck would come in, he would call us up and we'd go ahead and unload the trucks. So anyhow, that's how I got started as far as from when I was 18 to 21, at 18, 19, 21. Just a few years, and I already had, because what it was is that they were in construction, And he told me, once you get out of high school, come and work for me. So I already had my job right there, and I think we were getting like $2.65 an hour. But that's where I started, and that's how they like the way I work, so they sent me out to learn the trade, to install bathroom partitions. And so all of a sudden, I put me in the union, and I was making a lot of money. So I saved that money, and I bought the house. And anyhow, we bought the house, me and my wife. She was working at the bank, but that ended. But all, what I wanted to say is that what I drank, I didn't, my mom was still living in the project, but my mother-in-law was living over on the other side of the tracks, a better area. So that's where he stood. And she goes, "Oh, can we go back and forth to a week with your mom and then over here?" I said, "No, I don't want him in Ramona Gardens in the project." So I was very lucky to get him out. And he turned out to be a great kid, honor roll. And he's a police officer right now from Southgate right now. And so he's done a lot better than I have. And that's the way we want it. That's the way we look forward to having our kids do better than us. I that's how I see it. So that's about it. Yeah. I just wanted to just mention that. So,
yeah.
Any other questions?
No. Questions? Yeah. Again, just congratulations about all of that. So, yeah.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
Yeah. Thanks so much for allowing me to interview you.
Okay.
Hope that you have a good weekend.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.